This is the Bernardi Bulletin for Wednesday. Hello, I'm Corey Bernardi. The declaration of the polls for the 2013 Senate election occurs today in many states, including my home state of South Australia. It provides a sense of finality to the election for the candidates. The votes are all counted, the results are finalised, and those who are fortunate enough to have been elected can now look to the future with confidence and shoulder the responsibility of representing their constituents. From next July, the Senate is going to look a lot different, with a number of smaller parties taking their seats in the chamber. This includes representatives from Family First, the Motoring Enthusiast Party, the Palmer United Party, and the Liberal Democratic Party. And a lot's been said about the election of senators from these minor parties. And while there may be a legitimate claim for reform of the Senate voting process that could improve the process itself, such claims shouldn't be made on the basis that we just don't like the result or we don't like some of those who have been elected. Some Australians have spent years voicing their distaste for the major parties and their desire for more diversity of party representation in the Senate. This election's results have given them that diversity. So whatever you think of the new incoming senators, one thing we can all be thankful for is that the Greens have lost the balance of power in the Senate. That means Australians will no longer be held to ransom by their extreme agenda. So in a few months, we'll have a new look Senate, and I look forward to seeing how things play out next year. I suspect it's going to be in the national interest. For more of today's bulletin, go to coreybernardi.com.